This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
77 people confirmed dead from the Camp Fire in Northern California, with 1,000 people still on the missing list, and over 1,500 structures burned to the ground by those flames. Butte County Sheriff Corey Honey says he believes President Trump was moved by the experience of viewing the damage firsthand over the weekend.
I think the trip impressed upon him how devastating this fire was.
President Trump suggesting he'd be all right with it if Saudi Arabia's Crown Prince did lie about the death of journalist Jamal Khashoggi. The president saying on Fox News Sunday,
"Will anybody really know? But he did have certainly people that were reasonably close to him that were probably involved. You saw we put on very heavy sanctions, massive sanctions on a large group of people from Saudi Arabia."
The CIA says it has high confidence that the Crown Prince ordered the murder. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Chef Tony Fiallo, Director of Culinary Innovation at Boston Market, here to share tips and many ways to help you get Thanksgiving dinner done right. One of our popular complete holiday meal options is a whole roasted turkey meal for 12, which is a great buy at $119.99. It's fully cooked and includes all of the holiday staples. We've got your turkey, your mashed potatoes and gravy, wonderful cranberry walnut relish, our home-style stuffing, our spinach artichoke dip with crackers, can't forget the rolls, and of course the two pies. All you have to do is simply reheat and serve when you're ready. You can select and order this complete holiday meal and others on bostonmarket.com and either pick it up in the restaurant prior to the holiday or have it shipped and delivered direct to your door the week of Thanksgiving. If you choose to have your meal shipped directly to you, just be sure to place your order at bostonmarket.com by November 18th. Nearly all of our Boston Market locations will be open on Thanksgiving Day in case you need to pick up an extra entree, side, appetizer, or pie. And we'll be serving up a traditional plated meal in restaurant all day for anyone who would like to join us.
Will he or won't he? Many Democrats are still saying they are concerned that President Trump is going to shut down the Russia investigation and fire Special Counsel Robert Mueller. Republican U.S. Senator Lindsey Graham, though, says,
"Yeah, I'm very confident it would be a disaster for the Republican Party for the Mueller investigation to be terminated or shut down or played with. It's close to the end. Let's see what he finds."
He spoke on NBC's Meet the Press. President Trump believes he's doing an outstanding job in the White House, giving himself an A-plus rating, making the comments in that Fox News Sunday interview he did. Former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg making a donation to Johns Hopkins University to help low-income families pay to go to the school. He's also still considering a possible White House run in 2020. That donation, $1.8 billion. Rapper Snoop Dogg is getting his star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame today, and this is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
The governor of Chihuahua, Mexico, says a missing North Carolina teacher was murdered by a drug dealer in Mexico. Patrick Braxton Andrew went missing last month, Governor Javier Corral Hurado saying the 34-year-old was killed in what he calls a cowardly and brutal murder by the Sinaloa cartel. Patrick's family says he died doing what he loved, which was traveling and meeting people. The average price of a gallon of gas continues to fall nationwide. Some gas stations in the New Orleans region have been selling gas at as low as $1.89 a gallon. Here's more from John Clemens.
The price of gasoline declined over 7 cents a gallon. That, according to Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com, is 26 cents lower than a month ago.
Nationally, it's been another great week. The national average has fallen 7.3 cents and stands at about $2.61 a gallon. That now amounts to a 26 cent per gallon drop in the national average from just a month ago.
I'm John Clemens.
And the handwritten lyrics of one of Elton John's biggest pop hits is on the auction block today in New York City. Those lyrics for Your Song are expected to take in at least $200,000 at Bonham's Rock and Roll Memorabilia Sale. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here. A new week to get underway. Good to have you along with us. It is a Monday here across the United States. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Megan Barth joins us now, national spokesperson for the MediaEqualizer.com, founder proprietor of ReaganBabe.com. Miss Megan, how are we doing?
I'm doing well, Bill. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Back in California, finished up the Maui Kauai tour. So back in California, close to my old base in Oceanside, California. So I'm near and close to the Semper Fi Marines. So I'm hanging good here.
Hoorah! Very good.
You got it. Hey, the fires continue in California. The devastation is just incredible. I ran into so many people on this trip to Hawaii from California, and they just it's just so incredible what has happened to the state.
We noticed that or witnessed that Donald Trump went there to meet with the new governor, Gavin Newsom, and then the fossilized communist, otherwise known as Jerry Brown, in order to discuss some options in order to take prevention measures. Because if you might have been in Hawaii and missed it, but when the campfire started, which is now the largest fire in California and most devastating fire in California history, which impacted Paradise, California, as well as portions of Malibu. Jerry Brown took to the mic and said, this is climate change, and we can expect 10 to 15 more years of these types of fires. So basically, in the next 10 or 15 years, under Jerry Brown's rule, the entire California coast and communities would simply just incinerate because supposedly there's just nothing he can do to take preventative measures in order to stop climate change. What an absolute hoax.
Especially when you've got scientists. I mean, people that know, Megan, they're looking at this very pragmatically, objectively, and the last thing you hear from them is anything about climate change.
Right, because, like I said, climate change is one of the biggest hoaxes ever pulled on the American people. It used to be called global warming, but when the globe wasn't warming, they changed it to climate change. And so I have a wonderful piece on ReaganBabe.com written by Katie Grimes, who lives in Sacramento and is an investigative reporter. The title is California Governor Jerry Brown Vetoed 2016 Wildfire Management Bill While California Burned. And time again, we witness that in California, it is not the legislators that make policy in California. It's the radical environmental legal organizations and environmental radical groups They have more influence on legislation, specifically impeding legislation, which would have allowed for the proper forest management procedures to take place like they were in place prior to Jerry Brown taking control. But also, in over the last really 20 years, the environmentalists have been chipping away at forest management procedures and also thwarting any types of attempts through lawsuits.
Right,
and
exactly.
So they have prohibited forest management from doing their jobs, such as logging, such as building fire roads, such as maintaining appropriate clearing in and around electrical lines. And again, now, before any investigation, the California Democrats and others in the media are blaming the power company for this fire before any investigation has been completed. And so we should all just kind of wonder, geez, why would they blame the power company with that before any investigation being completed? Well, I would purport that it's because Jerry Brown wants to take control of the power company, and he's basically said that before. And granted, they do have too much power in California. You really only have a monopoly in California when it comes to your power. But nonetheless, he could have signed a wildfire management bill that specifically addressed clearing around power lines, and he did so against the will of many in his own legislature, as well as wildfire management personnel.
So you're telling me all this is man-made, but man-made from a different sort, not environmental. You know, and of course, with the recent elections, environmentalists have to love what's happening to the state of California. It is really seizing even further, Megan, what you and I have talked about, California being a one-party state. It has become that.
Well, yeah. I mean, let's look at Orange County. That was a GOP stronghold for decades, for as long as I can remember. And then, of course, after the election is called for Republicans in no less than two different districts, they find votes. And days later, two House seats flip to Democrats. And now all of Orange County is blue. I think every enclave in California is blue. I don't know that there's one red speck on the map. But, of course, this is going to happen when you have dirty voter rolls. And California has not cleaned up their voter rolls, specifically after they allowed illegal aliens to get driver's licenses at the DMV. And then, miraculously, a short time later, passed a law that the DMV will now automatically register those with driver's licenses, which has resulted in 140% more people registered to vote than exist in Los Angeles County, which has resulted in 120% more people registered to vote than exist in San Diego County. And the list goes on and on. And
how come we're not hearing, you know, Republican ballots being found in, you know, in the back of cars, rental cars, or any manipulation of Republican votes? It's only Democrats. I mean, you know, are people starting to figure this out? Or are they just surrendering to, you know, this, you know, diabolical plan that the Democrats have had in place for so long? Or are they just so convinced, along with the mainstream media's endorsement, that conservatives and Republicans are just whining and, you know, there's no there there?
No, I think actually a lot of people understand that we are witnessing, as we did in Broward, as we did in Maricopa, as we do in Florida, as we see what
in
happened
Georgia.
With Al Franken. Al Franken, when he won over Norm Coleman by finding 800 ballots in the back of a car.
Right.
These types of instances, specifically Broward, Broward would have got away with the fraud if they weren't caught. And when you look at what Brenda Snipes was doing in Broward, she wasn't incompetent. She was just taking a template of fraud that she had reproduced time and time again and cultivated over 15 years. someone's going to have to explain to me how you can have 140% more voters registered in L.A. County than exist.
Mm-hmm.
And until those voter rolls are cleaned up, dirty voter rolls will always lead to dirty elections.
Well, this happened in Pennsylvania, especially in those districts. Well, they had 59 districts there that voted 120% for Barack Obama, not one vote for Mitt Romney back then. I mean, but there's no voter fraud. There's no manipulation. No collusion. I mean, we're out there chasing windmills and the Russian collusion instead of what's happening in our own house here. This is most incredible. But look at, I don't know how much more the voter politic can stand for. Where you've got more from the national spokesperson for MediaEqualizer.com, the one and only Megan Barth right here. Stay with us. It's just about 15 after the top of the hour.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design, right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large, microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Thank you for giving to the Lord.
chance.
It was a great day here at Bill Martinez Live.
Almost forgot. He had to finish his statement. Cut off the big voice here as we head into Thanksgiving week. Lots to be thankful for, even in spite of this good fight that we continue to fight on behalf of this country of ours. Megan, Chris Wallace, one-on-one with the president on Fox, and, Chris Wallace, it's interesting, you know, in his interviews, some of the questions that he asks, I keep thinking, when is the president just going to give him a noogie or something and just say enough of this? I mean, what are you guys trying to channel Jim Acosta these days? I mean, you're not even asking questions that I believe are appropriate. I mean, he asked the president, what he's going to do. The president says, hey, we're working on it. And then he goes, well, what about the details? It's like, did you just hear what the president just said?
Yeah, it's like Chris Wallace didn't want to hear anything the president said and just wanted to grandstand similar to Jim Acosta. I watched the whole thing and I'm like, what did I learn? Not too much.
Right.
He wanted to say, but president, is the press really the enemy of the people? And the president kept saying, no, fake news is the enemy of the people.
Right.
But Mr. President, is the press really the enemy of the people? No, I keep saying that the fake news is the enemy of you. And he kept just going back to that statement. He goes, but we're all standing in solidarity. We're all one. Chris. Yeah, you are all one, as a matter of fact, because all of the news is fake news. Mm-hmm. I can't even stand to watch Fox anymore.
Mm-hmm.
If it's not Shepard Smith who's mouthing off and calling the president every other name in the book and disparaging the president with his own snide commentary and smug commentary, then you have headlines that are similar to what you'd find on CNN. The whole news media really needs an overhaul, much like the Broward election system, the Broward elections department.
Well, people need to understand here, Megan, the media only knows so much. I mean, so much of what they're saying these days. I mean, the rules of reporting have gotten so fast and loose that there's more commentary than reporting these days. Instead of them doing some things that they should be doing, I mean, why don't you go look into some things and do some real investigative reporting? Leverage your assets, for the good of the people. But you're so ideologically fixed. You so resent Donald Trump. And resenting Donald Trump is mild. And, and here you are. You're unhinged. And you're not even listening to the president of the United States telling you that you're presenting fake news. Now, they need to do some self-evaluation here if they're going to be credible, but they continue to move in a direction that compromises their brand, Fox included.
Right, and that's the whole moderation of Fox under the new leadership, which is, the sons of Rupert Murdoch. They are left-wing radicals, as is their wives. And so what we see is this dilution or diluting of reporting. And where are the gumshoe reporters?
Exactly.
Where are the reporters that are there to investigate and to find the facts and report the facts? Instead, what we now is have a 24-hour punditry cycle where everybody has an opinion and no one really cares about their opinion because this is reflected in the ratings. For example, CNN has lower ratings than Congress, if you can believe it. And I was flying from Las Vegas to D.C. and had a connect. So over the course of 9 hours, I was in three separate airports, Vegas, Columbus, and Reagan National. And at every airport, I was forced to watch CNN. And I was wondering, I said, geez, I wonder what the ratings would be for CNN if I wasn't forced.
Yes,
to watch
exactly.
Them in every airport. If they lost the airport contract, would their ratings be lower than, C-SPAN during Monday Night Football? Probably so. But this is what we have, and they start to believe their own BS, as the old adage goes, and they have taken on a whole new form of this punditry quote-unquote journalism instead of honest journalism.
Well, this is what consumers need to be aware of in the border politic, is that it is prejudiced. And but, you know, and they are. I mean, you know, I think they're, the media is shocked that the public gets it because, you know, look, at the veil has been pulled back. People see the mainstream media for what it is. You know, they're, of course, right now they're going nuts over Whitaker. I mean, Matt Whitaker goes in. They bring him on CNN to opine. And of course, Matt shares with them honestly about the possibilities. I mean, all you're doing is talking about a potential chess game. You know, what would you do? And all of a sudden, then, oh, let's recuse him. Let's go through all these, you know, all these shenanigans to invalidate Matt Whitaker, who is, you know, he's been with us many times on this show, you know, prior to his involvement with the administration. This guy's a brilliant, brilliant prosecutor. And a lot of experience in what he brings, you know, to the offing here as an acting, you know, but even as an acting, kind of interesting, as an acting, you know, intelligence officer, DOJ officer. I mean, he's put more fear in the liberals than Jeff Sessions ever did.
Right, and whoever the left fears the most is the perfect person for the job. And I've always said, whenever the press, or excuse me, the left, interchange those, is screaming the loudest or pointing their fingers, that's exactly what you want to do, because this their hysteria shows who they fear. And if they fear Matt Whitaker, then he is the perfect person for the job.
They're wasting so much energy over this deal. Donald Trump is not going to pull the plug on Mueller. Mueller's pulling the plug on himself because he's run out of options. I mean, what's left to investigate? You or me? I mean, they've done nothing.
We're Trump voters. We must investigate it.
Exactly. I mean, what is all that about? So, yeah, you know, this is ridiculous. This big boogeyman deal that they want to chase and waste a lot of people's energy and time and trying to get their emotions all fervored up, you know, that Matt is going to do this sort of thing, you know, and he's going to, you know, stop the mule. You know, it's just, you know, they're Don Quixote chasing windmills as far as I'm concerned on this deal.
Right. And so I was just about to read this piece this morning, and I haven't, so forgive me. But there's a piece that was published that basically says, and this isn't a right-leaning piece or necessarily a left-leaning piece, but a right down the middle, that the Russian collusion narrative was one of the biggest hoaxes pulled over the American people, where millions of Americans were led to believe that Donald Trump colluded with Vladimir Putin to throw the election his way. People sincerely believe this, and the only reason they believe it is because of the mainstream media acting as a propaganda arm of the Democrat Party. You know, there's that old Alinsky rule. If you tell a lie over and over again and long enough, it pushes through to the truth.
Right.
And that's exactly what the Democrats and their patsies in the mainstream media, the propaganda media, the far left media, the fake news media has engaged in over the course of 2 years.
Well,
you still have representatives like Eric Swalwell, as well as the bug-eyed guy. What is his name from California? Adam Schiff. You still have them. Yeah, he has bug eyes. You still have those two socialist hacks screaming about Russian collusion and leading the American people to believe that there's some sort of evidence somewhere that exists, but we just haven't found it.
But whether it's climate change or whatever, it's there. We're going to find it. We just need more time, right? And we need more time and more money, and we'll find it. It's going to be there. But look, this is the best defense. The best offense is their defense against what they have done. If there was any collusion, we know clearly it came out of the Clinton camp. But there's no investigation of Hillary Clinton. They've been able to avoid all this stuff time and again, whether it's emails, whether it's evidence that's been eradicated. Frank Miniter has written a great book. It's almost Schweitzer-esque about, you know, spies in Congress. And the same thing. I mean, why hasn't this gotten traction? You know, you've got, you know, some foreign nationals who come in who have access to government information, and the amount of money, the amount of thievery and everything that took place inside the government is incredible, Megan Barth. Let me tell you. We got to leave it there. We'll continue it next week. Megan Barth on Bill Martinez Live.
It's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire shortlist of unicorns.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. SourceCom score total visits.
Shop Kohl's.com for Black Friday deals Monday through Friday. Plus, get more bang for your buck with $15 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. Get $17.99 toys, a diamond pendant necklace, $99.99, $8.99 throws or decorative pillows, $19.99 comforters and sheets, and $20 and under women's sweaters. Shop Kohl's.com for Black Friday deals Monday through Friday. And stores open Thursday at 5 p.m. Kohl's. Select styles. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
77 people confirmed dead from the Camp Fire in Northern California, with 1,000 people still on the missing list, and over 1,500 structures burned to the ground by those flames. Butte County Sheriff Corey Honey says he believes President Trump was moved by the experience of viewing the damage firsthand over the weekend.
I think the trip impressed upon him how devastating this fire was.
President Trump suggesting he'd be all right with it if Saudi Arabia's crown prince did lie about the death of journalist Jamal Khashoggi. The president saying on Fox News Sunday,
"Will anybody really know? But he did have certainly people that were reasonably close to him that were probably involved. You saw we put on very heavy sanctions, massive sanctions on a large group of people from Saudi Arabia."
The CIA says it has high confidence that the crown prince ordered the murder. And this is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Your opinion really does matter. Bill Martinez Live, without a doubt. Live.
Back with you, America. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. And guess who we got on the line? Kevin Sorbo is with us, known for his starring roles in his hit series Hercules, The Legendary Journey, and sci-fi series Andromeda. More recently, he starred in the faith-based box office hit God's Not Dead, which was the number one independent film of 2014, wrote and directed and starred in the award-winning faith-based film Let There Be Light. I know that your wife, Sam, says that you're also famous for being her husband.
Apparently, that's what she thinks the best part of my life is. So I got to listen to that, otherwise I get in trouble. Especially
well, I hear...
Next to me.
Well, give her a hug for us. It's always great to be talking to you guys, and I know that this time around it's you and me, Kevin. So we got to carry the ball because we're going to talk about Christmas Dreams here, this new movie that's coming out. So tell us about this.
You know, it's a wonderful animated mixed with live action retelling of the story of the Nutcracker and the Drummer Boy. So it's the first time those two have been thrown together. It's a wonderful movie for kids under the age of 12. And I get people stop me all the time. It used to be because of Hercules or Andromeda. It's now because of Let There Be Light, Soul Surfer, God's Not Dead, What If, movies like that. And they say, please make more movies like that so our families can watch together. And here's one of those movies. I'm the narrator of this story, and it's just a wonderful Christmas stocking stuffer. And it's out right now at Walmart or Amazon, and they can also go to ChristmasDreamsTheMovie.com to see its trailer.
Well, you know, like you said, the big takeaway, you know, for you and Sam has been, especially after Let There Be Light, is you have a Christian audience that's, you know, begging for more family-friendly movies. And, Kevin, as you and I talked about the last time, when you consider, you know, the yield per screen of Christian, faith-based, family-friendly movies, it's like a no-brainer. It's like, why doesn't Hollywood do more of them if profit is there? Ambition.
Well, I scratch my head over that too. You know, I always like to say it's called show business, not show. Mm. So, why does Hollywood stay away from the fact that you've got tens of millions of people out there? It doesn't necessarily. I mean, I've got atheists and agnostics that have written to me too and say, you know what? I may not agree with you, but I thought Let There Be Light was a pretty cool movie, or God's Not Dead. So, you know, it's out there really just to spread a message that's got a positive twist to it instead of the negative one that seems to be coming out in so many TV programs and movies today.
Well, Kevin, I especially appreciate the fact that you're spreading the truth, and there is something about that. In fact, earlier I spoke with Billy Graham's grandson, Will Graham, and we were talking about the legacy of his grandfather and his attachment to the truth. I know that's been your heart as well. And so when you're empowered in telling stories that are truthful and honest and can transform the very spirits of your audience, guys, that just has to be, you know, rewarding for you.
Yeah, it is rewarding. And, you know, unfortunately, we live in a time right now where so many people in this country don't want the truth. They don't want facts. Mm-hmm. They don't want the real life. They want to live in some sort of fantasy bubble. And I've always said maybe that's why they call Hollywood La La Land. I don't know. But it's like, yeah. We really need to, you know, Hollywood owes me nothing. I've had a wonderful career between my two series. I've stayed very busy with movies. I've got five movies coming out this year on top of Christmas Dreams, which is out now. And I've been very fortunate to keep myself busy through my own production company and people coming to me with family-driven scripts, which is wonderful. And why not have that? What's wrong with having a positive message out there?
Well, and I think that that's what, you know, you and Sam did with your movie that you worked on together. It's almost like the Field of Dreams. You know, you build it, they come. You know, people are starting to see you as the go-to person. And especially if they, I mean, like you're doing voiceovers, and that's a lot of fun in being the voice on Christmas Dreams. But you're also, he's the voice of God. I'm telling you, he's the voice of God in this special New Testament reading. So, you know, the breadth of your talent, Kevin, and the way it's being highlighted, you know, blesses you, your family, and certainly your fans.
Well, you're very kind. And you were mentioning the voice of God. That's in Breathe Bible. So people go to BreatheBible.com to get that. I also want to throw out there, when people go to Walmart to pick up Christmas Dreams, please pick up Let There Be Light. We've just put Let Be Light together packaged with a devotional that Sam and I wrote. So it's a double package for the price of one. So when you go there to Walmart, please pick up Christmas Dreams and Let There Be Light as well.
And I'm glad you're doing the devotional too. Sam and I, you know, we had the opportunity to talk about, you know, the devotional. That really brings a special dimension, you know, to the movie as well. Because people, you know, it's one thing to be exposed with a gospel message, but then the follow up is, you know, now what do I do, right?
Yeah, you know, I think Sam was the driving force behind that. It was her idea. And, you know, we've been very busy. We have another movie that I just directed, like it in Let There Be Light, called Miracle in East Texas, and that's going to come out next summer or fall. We're in the stages of post-production right now, but it's a wonderful true story set in 1930. I've got another movie coming out 4th of July called One Nation Under God, and that's about putting that phrase back into our Pledge of Allegiance in our schools. And December 7th, I have a wonderful family movie opening called Bernie the Dolphin. So that's who Lyons get, and that'll be theaters near you. So I've been very blessed to do a lot of projects here that are family-driven projects for families out there that are looking for that kind of content.
Well, Sam says she's happy that you're so busy. It gets you out of the house.
Well, you know, we homeschool as well, so I usually they come along with me. But Sam is also in the movie that we just finished called Miracle in East Texas as well. So we are staying busy. We're very busy, and, you know, we're grateful for people out there want movies like this. And I'll tell you right now, I'm going to be brazen here. We're always looking for funding for our movies. They're independent movies between $2 and $5 million, and trust me, it's so difficult to raise money out there. Hollywood throws out $300 million movies, and we're always looking for people to jump on board if they want to be part of productions that are faith-driven and family-driven. So they can get a hold of me through kevinsorbo.net.
Well, there it is. I know that everybody was especially grateful for Sean Hannity's involvement with Let There Be Light. I mean, you know, I love Sean. He puts his money where his mouth is, you know?
You know, that came out of the blue. I mean, Sam had just finished writing the movie. I get a call from Sean. I mean, I've known him for a long time. I've been on his show a number of times. And he said, hey, I want to do a movie like you did with Abel's Field and What If and God's Not Dead. You have something. And he jumped right on board when we pitched him the idea. It was fantastic.
Don't you love God's timing? I mean, God has a way of just bringing it all together, right? Go ahead.
You know, it's always that way. It's incredible. I mean, we were at a speaking event out in Palm Desert, and I was signing my books, and a guy walks up to me and says, look, I have this much money. Can you make a movie? And that's how my latest movie, Miracle in East Texas, got made. And it is a God thing. There's no question.
Well, Kevin, I appreciate the time. Hugs to Sam for us. Remind everybody, Christmas Dreams, like you said, a perfect stocking stuffer. And also, Let There Be Light. You've got a combo package there and all available at Walmart. And how else can they be in touch with you? Remind them.
You know, they can go to ChristmasDreamsTheMovie.com. They can go to LetThereBeLightTheMovie.com. But Walmart has it. Both those DVDs, I also get them streaming on Amazon. And once again, KevinSorbo.net is always a great way to get a hold of me.
Well, Kevin, thank you so much. Appreciate it. Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas to you as well. Have a happy Thanksgiving.
Monday through Friday. Plus, get more bang for your buck with $15 gold cash for every $50 spent. Get $17.99 toys, a diamond pendant necklace, $99.99, $8.99 throws or decorative pillows, $19.99 comforters and sheets, and $20 and under women's sweaters. Shop Kohl's.com for Black Friday deals Monday through Friday. And stores open Thursday at 5 p.m. Kohl's. Select styles. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Dan Perkins here with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day. It's that time of year when we hear a great deal about getting a flu shot. Have you never had a flu shot? This should be the year you get one. Here's your veteran's tip of the day. The VA reports that if more vets got a flu shot, 10,000 lives could be spared. As we get older, we have less and less ability to fight the flu. Check with your local pharmacy to get a free flu shot. The life you save may be your own. This has been your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day.
This report is brought to you by Sprint. Prince Royce and Sprint introduce a new international promotion and sweepstakes. With Sprint, enjoy free calls and texts from the U.S. to Colombia, Peru, Venezuela, and more destinations in Latin America and the Caribbean for 6 months after pay just $15 per month, plus your monthly service plan. Also, enter the Yevame Sprint sweepstakes for a chance to win devices, gift cards, and a trip abroad to visit family for one lucky winner. Enter on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Just use hashtag Yevame Sprint Sweeps plus your country code.
What's up? It's Prince Royce. I know how important it is to stay connected with family, especially during the holidays. Now with Sprint, I can call my family in the Dominican Republic for free. Be sure to head to getonasprint.com to learn about the sweepstakes for a chance to win an awesome trip to visit your relatives abroad, plus other cool prizes.
6 weekly and one grand prize winner will be chosen. No purchase necessary to enter or win. Legal residents of the 50 United States, including the District of Columbia, 18 and older, void or prohibited. Sweepstakes begins at midnight Eastern Time on November 12th and ends at 11:59 p.m. Eastern Time on December 31st, 2018. For official rules and complete details, visit getonasprint.com. International long distance requires domestic service plan with primary usage within the United States. Restrictions apply.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Every single day, promoting truth. Bill Martinez, live.
You are the air I
breathe. You are the soul I breathe. We're back with the America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Rachel Bovard over there, Senior Director of Policy at the Conservative Partnership Institute. Worked in senior positions on Capitol Hill for a number of members of Congress, including Senators Rand Paul, Pat Toomey, and Mike Lee. Rachel, always good to have you with us. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
Well, post-election, looking in the rearview mirror, let's get your analysis of what happened and what didn't happen in the midterms.
Well, I think one thing is sure, and that's what we did not see, and that's the blue wave that everyone was telling us we would see. Republicans in the House, it looks like they lost upwards of 30 seats, but that's pretty in line with historical trends. The president's party usually loses about 30 to 40 seats in the first midterm of their party. But in the Senate, it's looking like we're going to pick up 2 seats at least, depending on how Florida turns out. So it's definitely not the shellacking, right, that Obama faced in 2010 when he lost 63 seats. But Republicans are still going to be on the defensive in the House in the upcoming year.
So what is this going, you know, what is this telling voters, and what is this, you know, in terms of the rest of the country, what are they to gain out of this?
Well, I think it's going to be interesting. Divided government, you know, sometimes produces results. We've seen that before. But I do think you're going to see a Democrat party that's going to try to define itself legislatively, but also in opposition to Trump. Democrats haven't been in power for a long time. They're going to have to come to the table with something other than investigations and impeachment, which the liberal base is clamoring for. So I do think it's going to be contentious. I don't think any of this rancor and partisan go away. But you're definitely going to see Democrats go down the road either toward their progressive base or toward a more moderate legislative agenda. And I think that's really what people should be looking out for.
Now, what we're seeing already, you know, to your point, is
a bit of chaos in the party, though they try to tell you all is well. I mean, you know, it's the nature of politics. I mean, there's going to be contention. There's differing views. But, you know, clearly what most of them can agree on is this animus toward Donald Trump.
That's right. That, I think, really is what's uniting the Democrat Party is a little bit of Trump derangement syndrome. They hate the guy, and they have no unique agenda other than to make his life as miserable as possible. And, you know, it's not necessarily going to have the best outcome. Republicans overreached in the 90s when they went after Clinton on impeachment, and Republicans lost the House as a result. So they should learn a thing or two. They have to come up with an actual legislative agenda other than just investigations and impeachment.
Well, and you can always understand. I mean, they tell you in advance. I mean, they're showing signs of what they intend to do. And what Democrats always do is what they tell you they're not going to do is exactly what they're going to do. Nancy Pelosi says, we are here to legislate, not investigate. Well, you know, they're already bogged down in it, and they haven't, you know, she doesn't have her hand on the gavel, and, you know, we'll find out if she does get her hand back on the gavel.
No, that's right. She has to win the election to be speaker before she can actually control anything. And even though she said, look, you know, impeachment is not a legislative strategy, you've overheard her top lieutenants basically making the opposite argument. Jerry Nadler, who's going to be chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, was overheard on an Acela train talking about the Democrat strategy for impeachment and investigations. So this is very real. And again, it may come to haunt them in 2 years when they have to defend a record that has no legislative accomplishments and just about the investigations that are aimed at making the president look bad.
Well, no doubt the Republicans need to do some soul searching for the lost opportunity of the first 2 years of this administration, in spite of, because not only do you have some antithetical, you know, very aggressive antithetical viewpoint towards Trump from the Democrats, but let's face it, we had Republicans that felt the same way. And I think some of them may look back, or maybe they're so ideologically fixed that their ego can't allow them to see that, wait a minute, you know, we lost opportunity here because look what happened. Look what the economy. Look what happened to the economy. Look what's happened to jobs. And, you know, there's like almost 300 or at least 300 effectuations by this administration that have been very positive towards we the people. And, you know, you're looking and saying, wait a minute, you know, get out of the politics here. Let's, you know, let's focus on, you know, as you and I have discussed before, there's nothing like good policy. Good policy makes for good politics. And we have that opportunity to work this out if we can, you know, get some bipartisan agreement. I mean, and there has been some. There hasn't, it's not like there hasn't been zero. There's been some bipartisan agreement and you know, some of these actions that have been taken by this administration, but boy, I want to be optimistic, Rachel. I really do, but I'm having to put a lot of energy into that.
Yeah, it's a tough time, I think, to be someone who wants bipartisanship in Washington. It's not been a great time for any of that, to be quite honest. You know, and I really do think Republicans are going to be kicking themselves a little bit for wasting the last 2 years of unified Republican government. You saw very few accomplishments by way of the things they promised. We did get tax reform. I think they did confirm a number of judges, but on the big things, Obamacare repeal, immigration reform, building a wall at the southern border, defunding Planned Parenthood, you didn't even see votes on some of those things. And again, that is control of the House, Senate, and the White House, and they still weren't able to get those things across the finish line. I think that left a lot of voters disappointed.
Well, no question. I would say the key issue, and the Democrats brought that home to their constituency, that the Republicans didn't deliver on health care. And on top of that, they were able to gain some traction on this false narrative that the Republicans wanted to do away with any kind of coverage of pre-existing conditions.
No, I think that's absolutely right. Republican failure on this issue gave Democrats their biggest talking point of the campaign, and that is, you know, be afraid. If you give Republicans back control, they'll take away your health care. And, you know, that's not actually the case. What Republicans ran on was repealing Obamacare, but replacing it with a market-driven, you know, free market, consumer-oriented solution. You know, Obamacare continues to fail because it was a badly written law. State control of health care doesn't work. And it was incumbent upon Republicans to fix it, but unfortunately ended up owning it. and that's a direct result of heroin inaction.
And, of course, this opens up the door, which we knew from day one it was going to, is let's really expand Medicare. Let's just go full bore, which is what progressives do when their theories don't work. It's because, well, we just didn't give enough. And so enough for them means single payer.
That's exactly what they're pushing. You're seeing a lot of the new House members stand behind this Medicare for All plan. And to be honest, I think Republicans should be wary. You know, this is an issue that because they haven't acted on it, the healthcare market is getting worse. And we always know that in a crisis, people try to take advantage of it with these top-down state-run solutions. The Republicans need to come to that debate prepared. And that's something they need to start working on now.
Mm-hmm. What do Republicans have to do and this president has to do during this lame duck session to make the most of it? Is there opportunity here in the closing days of this Congress?
There is an opportunity. I think they should follow the Democrats' example from 2010 when they were losing their majority in the House. They went to the mat. They went gangbusters on policy. Mm-hmm. They repealed Don't Ask, Don't Tell. They tried to pass the DREAM Act. They ratified a nuclear treaty. The lame duck represents, you know, the last gasp of this Republican unified government, and it would be a mistake for Republicans to waste it. They're going to have a big funding fight on December 7th. That's going to be the last chance for Trump's border wall. If there is going to be one, it has to be then. And there's a number of other policy priorities they could focus on, anything from Obamacare to defunding Planned Parenthood. You know, this is the last chance they're going to have a unified majority to do those things for who knows how long.
And, of course, the Democrats are throwing into the whole mix here the Mueller boogeyman that Jeff Whitaker is somehow going to, choke off the Mueller investigation. And there's been no indication of that whatsoever. And here you got Jeff Flake coming forward going, I'm not going to vote for any judges unless there's some assurance that, the Mueller investigation will move forward unheeded.
Yeah, that's right. And he's doing it in the face of absolutely no evidence that Whitaker, the acting AG, is going to touch the Mueller investigation. You're absolutely right about that. I think it's a boogeyman. We have yet to see any results from the Mueller investigation. I think that's what people want to see. You know, he's had plenty of time to investigate. If there are going to be results, we'd like to see them. But, you know, there is no evidence that investigation is going to be choked off. And, you know, unfortunately, because of Jeff Flake's actions, we're going to lose a lot of good judge or executive nominations as a result.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to get there. I mean, Jeff Whitaker had been on our show many times. In fact, one of the statements he had made was after the Comey conclusion that no reasonable prosecutor would pursue a case against Hillary Clinton. And I asked Jeff directly. I just said, would you do this? I mean, you're a reasonable prosecutor. Would you or would you not pursue the case? He goes, I know a lot of prosecutors that would pursue the case. That he didn't agree with Comey's statement whatsoever. But and his opinion about the Mueller case on CNN was an opinion. I mean, you know, it was just a conjecture. He's not in the position to affect policy. You know, now as the acting AG, he is. I say Jeff, I meant Matt Whitaker. And, it's just they're really going overboard on this deal.
Yeah, they want to scare people. And I think, you know, in the face of no evidence, I think they're trying to do a good job of saying, you know, Trump is trying to get, avoid accountability, that somehow the Mueller investigation is at risk. And as you pointed out, you know, there's been no comment and no evidence to that effect. And so it's unfortunate that, you know, they're wasting airtime and for Jeff Flake in particular, that he's wasting his last couple of months where as a United States blocking the president's agenda over something that we haven't seen any evidence for that is happening.
Exactly. Well, we got to leave it there. Rachel Bavard, Senior Director of Policy at the Conservative Partnership. Rachel, thank you so much. Appreciate the time. Have a great day.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Attention parents and grandparents, have you ever wanted to give a gift that would have lasting value and provide spiritual benefits long after Christmas is over? A gift you could even call an investment in the next generation? If so, this is going to be the single most important message you'll hear this holiday season. Hi, I'm Bill Hyde, and I want to tell you about an exciting gift, one you can give your kids or grandkids that's going to teach Christian history, build up their faith, provide extraordinary role models, and it's all done with a distinctive Christian worldview. I'm talking about the award-winning Movies for the Mind CD sets based on the extraordinary adventures of G.A. Henty audio series. The best part? You can finally give a Christian gift to the kids that's not boring, dull, or cheesy. The audio adventures also build vocabulary, focus, and attention span. But they're not sold in stores, and you can't get the adventures at any big internet retailers either. So to learn more, even get below wholesale pricing and a whole bunch of Christmas bonuses, go to GiveTheAdventure.com. That's GiveTheAdventure.com. The perfect gift for kids of all ages from 6 to 100. Go to GiveTheAdventure.com.
What if there was a social media network?